Go
have
ahead.
Have you ever seen a live ox?
Let me just go ahead.
Have I ever seen a live ox? No.
Have you ever seen a live ox?
I don't believe that I have. I mean, maybe if I was a kid but up in Missouri, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, they don't even have oxen in the state, do they?
Well, how does it have eyes?
Oxen are over in Africa. Or am I thinking about yaks?
I don't
in
have
Asia.
Oxes are like kind of like longhorns.
Okay.
I don't know if they're in America or not. I can't explain what goes on.
How could I know?
Let's just see what's up here.
What do you think the O, you know, is the one that is real is?
What is the O? And the, yeah, I never have.
Question is, what really? Is, you know, how's got trouble? What is the O and O is the one that is real about?
You know, well, you know, the big O is like, you know, it could be, well, I don't think it's about the O, the orgasm.
Do you think it's about Overstock.com?
That's no, the commercial. No, probably not.
Do you
I don't
think
know.
It could it be referring to Jim's last name?
Well, you know, he is a clever kind of guy. I mean, he puts the riddles out there, you know, in Into the Woods, he puts a riddle out there. He even spells it out for you. But
in Into the Woods?
In Into the Woods, on
explain.
On the lyrics, it says something like a riddle. I went over the river and into the woods. Where did I go? It's kind of like that Batman thing, you know, the riddle. But, you know, I'm not all up on that, but I do love the song.
It's classic drums roll.
Will MMJ be in your top three bands of all time?
Well, it's a little difficult to say right now, isn't it? But, you know, because I still got a long way to go, as Neil would say. But top three, ooh, that's pretty high. I know, I don't think they'll ever overtake the Beatles and Neil. I really don't. But, you know, at this point, they're not. But they're pretty damn close. They're probably in the top five or six of all time. I'd probably still rate Graham ahead of them and maybe Hendrix, Led Zeppelin. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't made the list in a long time of favorite. And, man, when you get into rating favorite bands, I mean, that's tough. I mean, it's hard to rate songs, but they're easily going to be in my top 10. I said it the first night I saw them. This band is already in my top 15, and I've only seen them once.
But, I mean, you know.
Hendrix.
Well.
Hendrix.
You're right. I mean, they're better than Hendrix now.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But Hendrix is great. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
He could play the Star So, but bang a banner. But
yeah, but he had some. He was obviously great, too.
Do you need a beer? I am going to get some whiskey. Please hold.
Yeah, I'll take one.
What kind of beer
are
you
going to
be drinking?
I'm going to. Hey, oh, this reminds me of a story. Bring me a Tecate.
All right, I'll
Yeah, back in, it was after the October 16th, maybe it was the 7th, I think it was after the October 17th show, 2003 at the Mercury Rev, as Jim called it. We went back, we got to go backstage and holler at him. There were some people back there, and hey man, the bar had shut down. We were thirsty, and we wanted a beer, you know. And so, you know, we kind of timidly asked, I was like, hey man, you have any extra beer we could, you know, they quit selling at the bar. So Jim goes, yeah man, help yourself to a Tecate, which obviously is a Tecate, but they're in the refrigerator, Tecate. But hey man, now we call it Tecate. I call it Tecate. Turn these other people on, Big Jacket fans, they call it Tecate. It's just part of his comedy. But oh, just anything. I don't think I have it. Okay. I think I'm drinking the Tecate. Okay, thanks.
Let's see what Hal's got. He's got his hand up here.
Really, that computer can lift his hand, huh?
He's got a little arm on it.
Okay.